Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. So I mentioned earlier, we've got so many things to talk about because we're currently having a renovation, which means there's lots of people in our backyard.
Before you get to it,
any
water damage?
No rain.
No rain over the weekend?
Nah, so it was fine.
Brilliant.
Nothing has, I have no back wall for those playing along home. Straight on open into the bedroom. So
all welcome.
All welcome. Well, no, you can't get this a lock. Anyway, so we get off topic as usual. So the traders are always turning up at like 7 o'clock, which is around the time we get up. We might get up around 6:30, quarter to 7. So I'm often in my pajamas still.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, is that okay? Should I be getting up and getting dressed? What are we supposed to do around them? Like, I do, they come in, I offer them, a cup of coffee. Yeah. Hey, guys, you want a coffee? They're like, no, thanks. And I'm like, cool, make myself one. And I'm like, I'll pop my head out the back.
As an ex-tradie.
Yep.
It is, I'm going to be honest, it's a little bit weird. But it's not because, I used to feel for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm coming to your home.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to be wearing a suit, you know? Yeah. But then I'm also like, oh, are you comfortable with me? Just hanging around here while you're in your nighty? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I just don't, how far can you wear your pyjamas? Do you pop out the front in your PJs?
I have at least once I can recall in the last 12 months, and it was quick. It was a quick dash to put the bins out, and I was like, I really should put some clothes on. It's just the boxes, and I was like, stuff it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Run.
So then I ran out there, put them out there, had a quick twirl. No one was looking. Ran back in.
Well, it is if I knew everyone was out the front, I wouldn't. Mm. But sometimes if I want to quickly, put the bin out or put some rubbish in the bin, I'll do it. And I'll be like, I hope no one sees me. But I'm like, but the tradies, they're a different thing. But
how far can you go in your PJs? Is that okay to put your bins out, yay or nay?
Mm.
And then past that point, if that is okay, because I'm not sure, how far?
How far can you go in your PJs?
What happens if the shops were literally, there's a little wee corner shop and it was, right next to your house?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can go to the shop in your PJs.
Okay, what happens if, where else would you go?
What if your dog runs off down the street? Can you check? Because I've done that. I've had to, my dog's ran next door to the neighbor's house and I've had to chase it in my pajamas. So embarrassing.
Could you walk your dog in your PJs?
No, you couldn't walk your dog. Could you?
What if you're just doing one block?
Do you know what this reminds me of? Do you remember that ad from years ago? Hang on. Listen.
Undies, bathers.
Yes!
This reminds me of, it depends where you are as to what you're wearing.
PJs, dress.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing.
Undies,
bathers.
But in New Zealand, it's different. It's undies, togs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on, let me have a look.
Probably the exact same ad.
Undies, togs.
That's exactly it. That's it.
What?
undies, togs.
No, that does not sound right.
I guarantee you it's the exact same ad. They've just switched it out.
Oh, yeah, it's the same voice.
Undies, bathers.
But anyway, back on track.
Oh, yeah,
how far can you go in your PJs before it's no-go zone?
Hey, Chris, how far can you go?
Man, I think you can go anywhere as long as the pajamas are appropriate.
Okay, what do we classify as appropriate pajamas, Chris?
This will be interesting.
Probably not just boxer shorts, probably full length. Sort of tops and bottoms, so I probably wouldn't go too far in my boxes, but it does happen.
Well, it does happen. How far have you gone?
I've been camping and stuff, so I've been out and about. But Jazeel, I've been to the end of the driveway and whatnot as well. So I'm with you on this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So boxes with or without t-shirt? Because there's a big difference. I feel like boxes with a t-shirt, you can go slightly further. Without a t-shirt, stay inside your fence line.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one.
Yes.
Yep, I agree. Thank you, Chris. It's so true. I would even if you've got no shirt, stay in your backyard.
Oh.
Not you personally. Hey, Tammy, what do you think? How far can you go in your pajamas?
Hey, guys. Look, I reckon you can go as far as your council verge. And then I think once you hit that path, I think you've crossed the line.
Right.
So it depends on what your jammies are. But, most of the jammies now are tracksuit type things.
It's true.
So I reckon you can get away with the council verge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what if your backyard opens up onto council land and people can see in your backyard? What then?
Oh, again, I reckon if you've got, like, tracky type ones, as long as you're not out there in your sexy lingerie, can I say that on radio?
Too just late. Did.
I think you're right.
See, this is my issue, Tabby. Everyone can see in my backyard as they walk past.
I think you treat that as your front yard. Oh, you've got two front yards.
Oh, two front yards. Thanks, Tabby. All right, we've got some conservative people. What about Emma? Emma, how far have you gone in your PJs?
Well, I didn't, like, go in my PJs, but I was camping in Geraldton, and my friends and I went to pick up the pizzas we ordered, and we were all in our pyjamas. We thought we'd be in and out of there really quickly, but we got to the shop and they'd messed up our order, so we waited in the pizza shop in our pyjamas for about an hour.
No!
What kind of pyjamas?
I mean, most of us are just kind of in a tracky top and some, like, pants. So they didn't particularly look like pyjamas, but we knew that we were in pyjamas and we found it quite funny that we'd spend all this time out in our pyjamas.
That's so good.
I love it, Emma. Thank you.
At the end of the day, a lot of the times, like if I've got boxer shorts on and I've got a T-shirt, would anyone really know that I'm in my PJs?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, boxer shorts. You just... You know,
like a glance. It's not like a parade. I'm not walking down a catwalk.
What about popping to the shop? Would you pop down to your
deli? No, definitely not. Yeah. Not doing that. But let's say I had to run five houses down to get some sugar from Aunt Betty.
Yeah.
Then, if I had a top on, I feel like I might.
Oh, I wouldn't.
No.
Nah. I saw my neighbour in her PJs this morning.
See, everyone's doing it.
Yeah, it's true. Ashaday's giving us a call. Ashaday, how far can you go in your pyjamas?
Sometimes I go to the shops in PJs.
How old are you, Ashaday, if you don't mind me asking?
Six.
Six.
And how do you feel? You don't mind going in your pyjamas?
No, I don't mind.
Do you have any older brothers or sisters? And
do I only have a younger sister and two younger brothers.
Okay, so for you it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. At what point do you think, Giselle?
The cutoff.
The cutoff is for age, because I would send my kids, my eldest is 8, I'd let her go to the shops in her pyjamas.
Would she be comfortable?
I think so.
I'm trying to think. I feel like
when does it all change?
My cutoff would be very low. I thought it was like 5. I'm like, nah.
Nah,
I'm
get dressed.
I'm going.
Barbara's giving us a call. Barbara, how far have you gone in your pyjamas?
Well, this is a couple of years ago. I was quite sick. I had a migraine and I ended up having to go to the doctor. I was too sick to take myself, so I had to get my mum to drive me there. But I went in my pyjamas and with a dressing gown over the top because I just was sick to get dressed. The worst bit, though, was when I got there, I'm a teacher, and there was one of my their mum was actually at the doctor's.
Oh, no. Oh, Barbara, I think that's the exception,
though. I have to
though.
Say, I was so sick, I didn't care.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. It makes it easy to put on a gown if you have to do that as well.
Exactly. If you're already there. I think when you're sick and you're going somewhere to get treated, definitely doesn't matter what you wear.
So true.
You can totally go on your pyjamas. Yep. Thanks for your call, Barbara.
Teresa got in touch. Afternoon. Thank you.
Yep, well done.
I'd get on a flight in my PJs. I'd go to the shop in my cat PJs. As well as Queensland uses the togs lingo as well.
Oh,
so
she's talking about this.
Undies, togs.
Brilliant.
Which I hadn't heard because this is what we were used to hear.
Undies, bathers.
Oh, so crazy.
Helen's given us a call. Helen, how far have you gone in your PJs?
I actually have a pair of pants that I think are far too delightful to be pyjamas. So I wear them as casual dress pants.
Yes! Winning!
Are they like the silky kind of pants?
No, they're cotton. They're bright orange with frangipanis.
Beautiful. Oh. So, what kind of shoe are we pairing with the pajama pants?
Hot pink slip-ons, of course.
Of course. Helen, I love your style.
No Uggs? You don't want to.
Well, no, because she's dressing them up.
I don't have any Uggs. I probably would.
It's fine, and I'm sure you look great. However, all it takes is that one person that shopped at the same store to go, hang on a minute. Those are PJs.
Well, everyone shopped at Kmart, so.
Okay.
It's that's true. Someone else is doing the same thing. If you've got the same pants as Helen, hey, she's just giving you a hack.
Exactly.
Comfy pants all day.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call.
That is brilliant. Debbie said, as a teacher, I get to go to school at least once a year in my PJs. Dress up days.
Winning. And then you probably buy some flash ones anyway because everyone's judging you.
I think we should have a drive PJ day.
Oh, yeah?
No one can see us, though. It's a radio show.
Again, I'm gonna have to go buy some fancy ones.
That's just wear your normal ones. It's PJ day. Mm. Hey, Dylan, just quickly.
Yes.
How far do you wear your PJs?
To the bins. That's as comfortable as I'm willing to go in my PJs.
And are you running when you do this, or are you casually doing it?
No,
like
I have to. Once a week, and I'll try and do it in the antisocial hours so no one sees me, but I always get caught.
Of course.
Thanks, Dylan.
Four in the morning, running out there.
Kept collecting my bins. Sarah has given us a call. Sarah, how far have you worn your PJs?
Hi. Well, it's not me I'm ringing about. It's actually my husband.
Oh,
he was taking my kids to school one day, and he thought, well, they're running late. I'm just going to drop them at the gate and they can go in. So he went in his pyjamas. But when they got there, because they were late, my five-year-old son didn't want to go in by himself. So he thought, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm just going to have to go in, otherwise he's not going to go in. And so he went up to the reception with my son in his Papa Smurf pyjamas.
Oh, yes!
Were they the flannelette type, Sarah?
No, they're the Peter Alexander really skin-tight ones.
Oh, really no! Oh,
it's
even better.
Better and better.
And he was like, what am I doing? Like, don't look at me, but like, they're so obvious.
Did they say anything?
They didn't. They just looked at him kind of strangely and he like dropped him off, like, stopped back in the car and...
I reckon so many parents have been caught out like this because I know a lot of like mums who would just go, oh, just do kiss and drive and just go and do it in their PJs and have to just quickly pop out of the car.
I'd be changing schools if that happened to me.
But if you're too late to kiss and drive, there's nothing to do.
That's so brilliant. Thank you for your call, Sarah.
It's so good.
I love that they were skin-tight Papa Smurf pyjamas.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.